It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, you're listening to a new episode of Popcorn Podcast with Lee and Tim, and Dev Patel is here to speak about his new film, Monkey Man.
I'm Timmy Fland, movie buff.
And I'm Lee Livingstone, entertainment journalist.
And we love to talk all things movies. Now let's let you in on Monkey Man, which is inspired by the legend of Hanuman, an icon embodying strength and courage. It's an action thriller about one man's quest for vengeance as he infiltrates an underground ring of corruption and unleashes an explosive campaign to settle the score with the men who took everything from him.
Monkey Man is directed by Dev Patel, from a screenplay by Patel, Paul Anguinoella, and John Colley, from a story by Dev Patel.
Monkey Man stars Dev Patel, Shalto Copley, Peter Bash, Vipin Sharma, Sikanda Kerr, Zobita Dhulipala, Ashwini Kalseka, Adithi Kalkunti, and Makaran Deshpande.
From his first role as Anwar in Skins to his breakout role in Danny Boyle's Oscar-winning film Slumdog Millionaire, Dev Patel has delivered some memorable and brilliant performances.
Hasn't he just? Mm. He picked up a Best Supporting Actor nomination, starring alongside Nicole Kidman in Lion, and went medieval in A24's highly acclaimed film The Green Knight a few years ago.
We could just keep listing out the amazing projects Patel has been a part of throughout his career, but it's his long gestating project Monkey Man that has us excited this time.
Sure does. Hot off the heels of an explosive debut at South by Southwest in Austin, we had the chance to see Patel's directorial debut and speak to the Monkey Man and now bona fide action star himself.
Mm-hmm. With a love for Chinese and Korean action cinema, Patel developed a story that spoke to his Indian heritage and fused it with this genre that he loves. The result is something that you've never seen before.
In our chat, Patel shares what the action genre means to him and why it's an important story to tell, what the physically demanding role did to his body, and who encouraged him to direct his first feature film.
Let's take a listen.
Every day, I've prayed for a way to protect the weak.
Hey, Dev. Tim from Popcorn Podcast. How are you?
I'm good, Tim. How are you doing?
Really, really good. Look, writer, director, star, and producer, your fingerprints are all over Monkey Man, and it shows in all the right ways. Congratulations. I loved it.
Thank you. Thanks, man. Wow.
Was this story always a vehicle for your directorial debut, or did that evolve over time as you wanted to tell this?
Yeah, I kind of was slowly nudged into the director's seat by, I had originally came up with the idea and I ended up co-writing it, which I hadn't planned. And then I just kind of took over that writing process. And then I sent it to Neil Blomkamp, this director I'd worked with, who did this film District 9. We did a film called Chappie together. And more time I spent with Neil, he was like, dude, you got to do this. It's in you. It's in every fiber of you, you know, every corner and every frame. And I was like, really? He's like, you're doing it already. Just go for it. And I kind of took that advice and ran with it. So I owe him a lot, yeah.
Now, more than ever, telling authentic cultural stories is so important. And you're sharing in Monkey Man, a uniquely Indian film for mass audiences. You've described Monkey Man as an anthem for the underdogs, which I love. Why was this an important story for you to tell?
As a consumer of action films, as someone that like is a super fan of action films, I really just wanted to be represented in a film like that and not just be the kind of comedic relief role or the guy that hacks the mainframe. And, you know, when I conceptualized this, you know, over a decade ago, I was definitely, you know, getting the opportunity to play roles like this. And then when I did start getting better roles, I held out for this because I had a lot I wanted to say with this film, and I wanted to use it as a sort of Trojan horse to kind of attract an audience and give them something with a bit more substance, political context, religious context, you know, all of it, really. Yeah.
Yeah. And fans of the action genre expect more, don't they? They want more. They deserve more. It's such an evolving, exciting genre. And your film is like evidence that there is so much more to tell in this space, yeah. You know, but also delivering on some epic action. And even the name of the city in your film takes place in Yatana, which is a fictional Indian city. And that means struggle, endeavor, vengeance.
Purgatory, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a platform, your film, for the disadvantaged and vulnerable communities. So it's really powerful in that way.
Thanks for spotting that, yeah.
What does the action genre mean to you, Deb? Because I know you're influenced heavily by Chinese and Korean cinema.
Yeah.
What did you want to sort of pull out of those experiences as a fan and sort of throw into your film?
Structurally, you know, it's someone with a single-minded vision normally. Some of the action greats like Bruce Lee in Game of Death working his way up a pagoda with, you know, opponents of varying degrees of difficulty till you reach this basketball player at the top, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, or Judge Dredd, The Raid. You know, I looked at that and I was like, wow, we can apply that to the caste system of India. You know, someone infiltrating a building where the poor are struggling at the bottom. And, you know, he has to work his way to the land of the kings amongst men and then the gods amongst men and in this kind of like corrupt heaven space in a way. And that started to, I was like, wow, we can pin more interesting philosophies onto this kind of, you know, common structure. You know, how can we take the training montages that we love in movies like Rocky and stuff like that and infuse them with a different flavor and can they say more and span more time? And I was kind of tipping my hat to all these films that I love and also just trying to sprinkle a little bit of spice, I guess, into it, you know, change it up a bit. Yeah.
There's plenty of spice in your movie, mate. It's so good. Now, speaking of spice, like, fuck, you put your body on the line in this one. Like, I even felt that I was coming out bruised and battered having watched it. But you've been training your whole life for this, right? Taekwondo, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. Are you a glutton for punishment? Like, do you get a kick out of putting your body on the line in that way?
After this, probably you could say that. I think a lot of people were like, this guy's going insane. Like, someone needs to tell him to stop. You know, once I broke my foot and then I broke my hand in the kind of first action sequence and we carried on filming until it was like a big swollen, you know, elephant's foot.
Shit.
And, you know, the doctors were telling me not to keep going. I had a screw in there and they're like, if you bend that thing, it's going to be like pulling a nail out of wood and you're going to ruin, you'll never be able to move that hand. And we just kept going. You know, we had to change the choreo last minute to one-handed moves and threw all of myself at it because I genuinely just felt so lucky and so responsible to have this opportunity as a 30-year-old dude in making a movie like this.
One of my favorite lines in the film, it's really, really profound. Pain will leave you once it finishes teaching you.
Mm.
What has making this film taught you, Dev, especially juggling such a physically demanding role, as you've mentioned, but also paired with the director's responsibilities?
That for me was from Indian philosophy, that quote, the pain will leave you once it's finished teaching you. And, you know, this is a scarred character. He's a traumatized leading man. He's got physical scars on his hands, and it's, you know, how he meets other scarred individuals that make him recontextualize what those scars mean, that, you know, actually these are not just, you know, evidence of trauma but of triumph of someone that's overcome something. I think a lot of people will be able to relate to that, and for me it's been a truly humbling journey. I need a holiday after this thing, but I'm running on the fumes of excitement and gratitude to everyone that's responding well to it.
Well, you know what? Audiences will soak up the fumes that Monkey Man delivers. Congratulations. I can't wait for audiences to see it. Well done, mate.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Just one small ember can burn down everything.
Dev Patel was just so generous and humble in our chat. It's hard to believe someone as unassuming as he seems conjured up such an intense, visceral film viewing experience.
Yeah, I mean, he's an actor we've admired for so long, and his introduction as a director is such an exciting development. We can't wait for you to see this film.
He is another filmmaker who has taken a story he feels like so connected to and passionate about and delivered something really unique. It's also fun and powerful for audiences and action genre fans as well.
Be sure to check out our video interview with Dev Patel over on our YouTube channel and drop a like, comment and subscribe while you're there too. We greatly appreciate it.
Well, that's it for this special interview episode of Popcorn Podcast. Thanks for dropping by. We hope you had some fun with us.
And Monkey Man is in Australian cinemas from April 4. Make sure you check it out.
As always, friends, thank you so much for listening.
We'll catch you next time. If you enjoy our episodes, head over to Apple Podcasts and subscribe. While you're there, we would love you to rate us and leave a review. You can also find us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Alexa, and where all good podcasts are found.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.